It's music time in Africa. Well, hi there, this is Sue Moran, and I'm back again with another Music Time in Africa show. Welcome and thank you, friends, for joining me today. As you know, our programs feature popular and traditional African music, performed by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The recordings I've selected for you today are folk songs and dances from Zambia. It should be an interesting program, so I hope you're planning to stay with me for the next half hour for Music Time in Africa. The recordings I've chosen are folk songs and dances of the Lozi people, who live in the southwest region of Zambia. The Lozi are actually part of the Barotse tribal group, and are not only known to be a particularly musical people, but also for the large variety of musical instruments the musicians use, especially those in the mbira and xylophone families of musical instruments. Lozi traditional songs and dances accompany almost every type of village activity, digging, pounding, fetching water, hunting, farming, and so on. And of course, there is an endless number of various dances for all occasions. I'm going to begin now with a recording of one of the most popular and typical dances of the Lozi, the Siemboka. A xylophone accompanied by three conical drums provide the background music and rhythm. And the theme of the song goes something like this. I always knew our marriage wouldn't last, because even before we married, you doubted me. Now, please, hold my hand or I shall die.
Mama,
That was the Siamboka dance of the Lozi in Zambia, performed by a group of Lozi men from the Mongu district and accompanied by a xylophone and three drums. Two topical songs in a medley are now performed by a group of Lozi men also from the Mongu district. The lead musical instrument is the 9-note silimba xylophone, accompanied by a pair of sticks that give the basic rhythm for the dance.
Thank you. kuoma, opola de toto beka zako, nalira kuoma, ngoba nana babo babo, nalira kuoma.
As I mentioned earlier, the Lozi have a rich variety of folk dances, just as there is among the various peoples belonging to the Barotse tribal group in Zambia. You've already heard the music for the popular Siemboka dance, but now here is a medley of a Manyanga and a Mbunda dance, performed by an ensemble of 12 men and women. The conical-shaped drums called Mailupa and a pair of friction sticks furnish the rhythm.
Nisa
Often I've talked about the craftsmanship of African musical instrument makers and the amazing knowledge of these craftsmen of the musical properties of the special woods they use to manufacture traditional instruments, especially the xylophone. The Silimba xylophone used by the Lozi in Zambia differs quite a bit from the xylophone of West Africa. The West African xylophone generally has 15, 17, or 19 notes and lies flat, played by the musician seated on the ground. The Silimba of the Lozi is usually built on a rough frame and raised about 3 feet off the ground, sitting on crossed legs at either end. Each note is attached at both ends by a string through two holes and has a gourd resonator with built-in buzzer. The 9-note Silimba xylophone, built in the way I've just described, is one that is played in this next recording, accompanying 5 Lozi men, singing a quite appropriate tune titled, Start the Song. That was music played on the 9-note Silimba xylophone of the Lozi in Zambia. To end our program today, I'm going to play one of my own favorite records of Lozi music, and that is music for one of the best-known dances of the Lozi, the Siemboka. Winds up our program for today, friends. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the music of Zambia. This is Sue Moran saying goodbye for now and inviting you to join me again next week at the same time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.